This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome to it. It is the Friday edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. The weekend is upon us. Man alive, it's been a long week. I've always been one to say that the first 5 days after the weekend are always the worst, and then things get better. So we are 5 days post-weekend, which is great. Hopefully things get better over the next 2 days. I've got a big weekend of training in store, really looking forward to it, and I hope you have too. If you're not training, I hope you're racing this weekend, but I hope you're not slacking on the couch like I did for the whole of 2017, okay? Things really starting to fall into place, starting to feel a little bit better. I'm definitely an Ironman training if I can't decide if I'm still hungry or hungry again. So I think we are right on track. It's 9 weeks to go to my Ironman, I think, on Sunday. And just saying that scares the living daylights out of me. But yeah, it is just around the corner. Coming up on today's podcast, we chat to returning guest Keith Garbutt to find out a little bit about his Ironman bike and some of the things that he's done to get better over time on two wheels. That's all in today's podcast. I've been getting tons of great feedback as well from people who listen to the podcast. I asked yesterday for emails, got a couple in, which is great. The email address, if you'd like to reach out, is brad@thekonaedge.com. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, suggestions, anything you'd like to us to feature here on the podcast, please let us know. That's brad@thekonaedge.com. Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by 3 have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by 3 have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit thekonaedge.com/coaching for more details. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Let's chat some cycling now. Keith Garbutt joins us once again. Keith, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks, Brad.
Keith, the bike is, I mean, you're very strong on the bike, and it's if that is your strength, obviously it's the longest discipline in Ironman, and that really does help. But for someone who's got quite a busy lifestyle, you've got quite an intense job, you've got a family, how do you find the time to do those really long rides that are needed to be competitive in an Ironman?
Yeah, it's a challenge of fitting it in. So for the long rides, you know, it has to be the weekend, unless I'm going to take a day off work for a cycling day. And yeah, that sometimes happens. If I have enough vacation saved up, then I will sometimes just, you know, take a day off and ride all day.
It's a case of just planning it, I guess, and sticking to that plan.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Keith, tell me a little bit about, over your career, some of the things that you've done to really improve your performance on the bike.
I mentioned before that I think time trialing is key. If you want to be a good triathlon cyclist, then the cycle section of a triathlon, unless you're racing pro Olympic, is draft free. And yeah, you need to be good at time trialing. So another benefit of the UK is that, you know, we do have quite an active time trialing scene with lots of clubs putting on events multiple times per week, and so it's in the summer months I can occasionally get out early, get home, and do an evening 10-mile event, or at the weekends, you know, go longer, 25, 50, or 100 miles. So you can imagine for an Ironman, 100-mile time trial is just brilliant preparation. Yeah. And I think I mentioned before, you can really see, you know, the really good time trialists, what they're doing for position and equipment, and just how they look is going to give some clues to all of the triathletes about how to do better.
Because that's a very important point too, and even if you're not in an area where you have these sort of regular time trials, it's important that if you are training with a group, not to sit in the bunch and sit on someone's wheel. Like you say, I mean, an Ironman, you're out there on your own. There's no drafting. It's a bit pointless sitting in a group for all your training, and then come race day, you're out there on your own, and things can get challenging. So do you train with a group as well, with a chain gang, or do you do pretty much all your stuff on your own?
I'm in a cycling club, but I do almost all my training on my own, just because of fitting it in with family life. I have to be opportunistic, so I can't commit to going out on the Saturday club run at a fixed time every week. It's more, you know, when do I have time, and I'll get out then. So yeah, I do end up doing more on my own. I always aim to do more with the club, but it's a challenge to get the timing to work.
Mm. I take it you do a fair amount on an indoor trainer as well?
I actually don't do much of my own sort of turbo training, but I do manage to get some spin classes. We have a gym in the office at work, and so in the week, if I can get my calendar organized, then I get out and I get down and I do a spin class once or twice a week. And I really enjoy that. Yeah, it's intensive. I like the music, and I like the fact that the instructor's there to shout at you and motivate you. It's mentally easier than doing a turbo session where you have to motivate yourself and push yourself.
I'm also a huge fan of spinning as well. From a workout perspective, I mean, does that fit into your program? Is it written in, or do you try and, I mean, how do you fit that into your training structure when you're training for an Ironman?
I just spin when I can. I don't have much structure of that sort. You know, I think some intensity is good. I would be more, the structure would be more about getting some of the longer rides in. So I'll just, whenever I can, I'll go and spin. And then I'll be more organized and planning to do some longer rides and some time trials and other sort of build up events more specific to the Ironman.
What is your favorite thing to do on the bike?
My favorite ride in the UK, the longest trail that you can mountain bike on is the South Downs Way. It's 100 miles across the south of England from Winchester to Eastbourne, almost entirely off-road with like 3,000 meters of climbing. And so there's an epic day out that's accessible from where I live to get up early, get the first train down to Winchester, ride all day, 10 hours on the South Downs Way, get to Eastbourne, fill your face with food and get the train home. So, and the countryside is beautiful, and the train is challenging, and it's just it's an excellent day out. So I try and do that at least once a year, and certainly I'd aim to do that in the build up to an Ironman.
Does mountain biking play a fairly big part in your Ironman training, or do you tend to save it for the off season?
I mix it up. I just I enjoy it. A bit of variety, different challenges, and also depends on the road conditions. If it's a bit icy or not very nice on the roads, then mountain biking offers some options. And I have some good mountain biking available nearby in the Surrey Hills.
I was going to say, do you ride throughout the winter outdoors, or do you tend to stay indoors when it gets a bit icy and colder?
No, I like to get out as long as it's sort of safe. I don't mind if it's cold or wet or muddy, particularly. If it's sort of icy or very foggy, then I'll stay. Think again.
Brilliant. Well, Keith, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thank you.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Between training this weekend, I'm going to be watching as much of the Winter Olympics as I can. I am the biggest curling fan on the planet. Not that we get snow here in South Africa, but I'm fascinated by the Winter Olympics. I can watch it from start to finish. So I'm going to be getting lots of Winter Olympic action in this weekend. And if you're following, I hope you do too. So until Monday, have yourself a superb weekend. Stay safe, happy training or racing, and we'll chat there. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.